We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you're hearing this program. To me, it's always a privilege and an excitement to come to you on Friday mornings. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for your listenership. Thank you for having confidence that we will bring you the word that will be a blessing to you. Many of you have said to us that the word is a blessing, that this program on Friday mornings is a blessing to you. Keep praying for us that we will continue to be obedient to the Lord, and we'll continue to follow the pattern of the Lord, and that we'll use His word to bless you and to bless all that are listening, and to honor the Lord and to give God at the end of the day all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the majesty that belongs to Him alone. Praise God. We've just gone past Christmas, and oh, what a glorious Christmas it was for me and these ministers here in the studio with me. You all had a grand time. I enjoyed being with my children and my grandchildren. And I'm sure that many of you spent time with your family as well. We thank God and we give Him the glory for taking good care of us over the Christmas season. And although it's not yet over, we continue to praise and thank God for this new year that He has given us. Many of us will not be aware or sure that we will have seen the new year. But bless God, we are alive in this new year. And we give Him praise and thanks for sparing our lives, and for causing us to be alive, and of course, to be in His purpose and His will as His servants and as His church. We wouldn't want to start this program before praying. So we're going to ask Elder Octave to pray for us at this moment. Elder Octave, would you lead us in prayer?
Blessed good morning to one and all, and Happy New Year to you. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you for another season where we shall bring the word of God to your people. We pray, Father, as we bring the word, that it will be used to touch someone's heart. Light a seed, sow a seed, bring the kingdom of God closer to someone who's desperately looking for a way out of this thing called the drudgery and the darkness of life. We pray today, God, that you will be given all the praise and all the glory. And we speak this into being in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Elder Octave. We give you praise, Lord. We are enjoying the word of God among Zion's missions that He has shared with us just at Christmas time and for the new year as well. We're looking at the visitation of the angels to the shepherds. And I've preached several times on the Christmas story. I've preached from several angles. I've preached on Mary receiving the word. I've preached on Joseph's concern and anxiety. I've preached on the shepherds, you know, on the wise men visiting Jesus. I've preached on the wise men taking the wrong turn and so on. But for some reason this year, God just caused us to focus on the shepherds. And it has been a blessing to us at Mount Zion. It has been a blessing to our congregation and those that are watching online. And we give God praise for that. So we want to continue in that flow to look at the word. Reverend Gail will read it for us in St. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. When the angels came, an angel came first, visited the shepherds, and then the angelic host came and sang the most glorious choir, heavenly choir, that ever touched earth. We had heaven touching earth in song. What an awesome experience. Reverend Gail, read that for us, please.
Thank you, Apostle. Good morning to all the listeners and a very wonderful and blessed new year, and all the best for 2026. St. Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Praise God. After the angels went away and returned to heaven, then the shepherds said to each other, "We should leave the sheep and go to Bethlehem immediately. Yes, the Lord God has sent his angels to tell us what has happened, and we want to see the baby."
Yes, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. Praise God. We will come back to the other verses. This time we want to just start to share on what God is saying to us. I want to join Reverend Gail and also to wish everybody's listening all of the best in your life and in your family and in your workplace and your business for 2026 and beyond. And I ask that you put everything in the hand of God, because when you put it in the hand of God, it's going to be all right. We can't fix all of our problems, but I guess you know that there's somebody you could trust. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You can trust him by putting all of your problems, your cares, and your concerns into his hands, and he will ensure that all is well. So we praise God for his directions on our lives for 2026 and beyond. In Jesus' name. Here we are, the shepherds, simple, humble men. And the question could be asked, and I've asked that question, why of all people did God send the angel to give the proclamation of the birth of Jesus to simple shepherds, people that were not considered to be of any particular noble stock? Why he didn't go to the high priest in the temple, you know, they're doing all of the stuff, having that big position and stuff. Why he didn't go to the big lawyers and stuff? But he came to simple shepherds. I believe that he came to them because they knew what it is to have lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jesus is the Lamb of God that will come to the earth and take away the sins of the world. But also knew what it was to take care of sheep,
yes,
to shepherd sheep. And they knew what it was to look after them and guard. The Bible said that they were guarding their sheep at night. So that was their priority. They spent all night, not at home, cozying up, you know, sleeping.
In the cold.
Mm-hmm. Sacrificing the cold just to watch over their sheep. The sheep was not just ordinary to them. That was their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
That was the primary source of income for them to take care of their families and so on. That was what they expected that would give them a future. And they guarded the sheep because they know that they would be the predators, the wild animals, you know, the wolves and all of the bears and lions and so on. And then, of course, you have thieves, human thieves, that were going to rob them and so on. So they were dedicated, sold out, committed to just the protection and the guarding of the sheep, of the flock. And so their heart was in the place where they were taking care of flock. And I believe that they could connect to Jesus coming, a shepherd,
yeah,
who will take care
of the flock. Amen.
People. And will service people well and guard us and protect us from the lions and the bears and the evil of society, like Psalms 91, and hide us in the secret place of the Most High. And so God came to them and revealed himself. What I love about it is that just that one visitation, the angels came and joined the first angel. Heaven touching earth.
Yeah.
An angelic host. You know, one interpretation said that it was the armies of heaven that joined them. And it was never mentioned that it happened again. Just to proclaim that Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our King, our Deliverer, was born. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And the shepherds received the message with joy. What was exciting as well is that they were overcome by the presence of God. The glory of God shone right around about them and upon them. Magnificent. Awesome. Amazing. So all the darkness of the night, it changed. The light of God came. At first, they were afraid. That's a phenomenal experience. Experiencing God's glory and being overwhelmed and shining all of us. That's something that doesn't happen every day. So, of course, they were afraid. So, and they were assured by the angels, don't be afraid, because behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which not just to be to you, but to all men, all people. That includes me. That includes you, Reverend Gail. That includes you, Apostle Chris, and Elder Octave. It includes all of you that are listening. Good news, goodwill to all men. Peace on earth, goodwill. If it's everything we need goodwill, it is now.
Yes.
But here's the thing. The shepherds suddenly had a paradigm shift. They shifted from what was primary to them. What was their focus? Guarding the sheep. Suddenly they figured, it's more important for us now to leave the sheep and go find Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go find Jesus. And so I want to ask the question of those of you who are listening. What is important to you right now? So important that you are guarding the flock. You're guarding it. You're looking after it. And in doing so, you've not taken time to go find God, to be with God, or to serve God. What is that that represents the flock in your life that is holding you back from being who you should be in God, and from going to church and serving God, from singing the choir that you used to? Yes, you used to sing and honor the Lord and God use you. That don't happen anymore because you're not busy with the flock. Whatever flock that's coming in your life. And so you're taking time to focus on that primary thing. But today God is saying, get back to focusing on Him. Make Him the primary source in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added. And so I'm so glad for the story of the shepherds. How they changed their paradigms. All of a sudden, what was the most important thing to them became secondary.
Yes.
And Jesus became the priority.
Yeah.
In their lives. And that's how we should operate. We should make Jesus, make God the priority in our lives. And when we do that, guess what? He will take care of our business. When we take care of God's business, when we do what is right by God, when we do what God has called us to do in the earth, and I said this before, every one of us born on this earth, we're all born with purpose and destiny on our lives. And if we live and die and do not fulfill the purpose and destiny designed by God for us, then we have not really lived. No matter how much degrees you have, how many big jobs you have, big car you ride, big house you live in, you still haven't fulfilled your purpose, because you need to fulfill the purpose for which you came to this earth. And that should be primary in your life. And so the shepherds changed their paradigms. They changed their focus. And they said, well, we would know that the sheep are important and these are our primary source of financial resources and income. We know that Jesus now being born now has become more important. We got to see the birth of the Messiah. We got to go and witness it for ourselves. And if the angels sang and it was so awesome, being in the presence of God must be a lot more awesome. Being right in the presence of Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, must be a lot more awesome. So they took off and left. The Bible says, and they left the sheep. They left their flock. What is it you're prepared to leave today? Ask yourself that question. What is it you're prepared to give up to just get to God, to spend time with God, to get to church? Get back to church now. The devil is putting you in some situations that you've never been in before because you have left God off. You've left church and you've decided you can do your own thing and go and get your own flock. But God is saying, get back to the house of God. Get back to the place where you belong. When you get there, you'll find that once you give Him what belongs to Him, once you get to the place where you should be, once you get to find Jesus, they saw Him and they found, the Bible said, and they found Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the baby, just as the angel said. And they rejoiced. And they were so revolutionized. And they went proclaiming as the first evangelists and missionaries all over the place to everybody. And when they got back to where the flock was, every sheep was in place.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. None was lost. Nobody has stolen any.
Mm-hmm.
No wild beast had eaten any.
Mm-mm.
No lion had attacked them.
They were kept,
my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if the Lord don't keep the house, the watchman watcheth in vain. So sometimes we watch and we want to do things our way. Hand it over to God. Can I tell somebody today? It's time you hand over to God and do what's right by God. What He's called you to do. and walk in his purpose and his destiny so he can do for you what he wants to do for you. Give him the priority in your life. Have a paradigm shift. Make him the focus of your life. He's waiting to take over. You leave the sheep and go to God. I'm going to hand over to Apostle Chris and the Octave, and then Reverend Gail will share. Let's go, men of God.
As we were speaking about the shepherds, a few things came to mind in my imagination. When they got the news, they did not stop and say, well, hold on, we got to go get a change of clothes, have a shower, because we were with the sheep all day. They didn't go and get cleaned up and put things in place and tell somebody to come and hire to look after the sheep. They left everything to follow Jesus. If you look at a little scripture verse that comes to mind also, when Peter was called, he didn't say, well, hold on, let me go and get a shower. He left everything and followed Jesus. Today, what is it that you are figuring you have to get cleaned up enough? You cannot get cleaned up enough. You cannot get good enough. You can't put off your weaknesses. There's nothing you can do that can present yourself to God that you can appear better than where you are right now. Where you are right now is where he's calling you to come and follow him. He's still waiting for you to clean you up. You don't have to clean yourself. So whatever it is that the enemy is telling you, you have to be good enough. You have to get the proper church clothes. You have to get the proper church shoes. You don't need that. You need Jesus in your life.
Oh, yes, praise God.
You don't need the external trappings. You just need to bring a heart that is ready to receive the word of God and a life that will be surrendered to him for him to use you. And that is all he's asking for of you. To come see a man who can change your life.
Let's hear you.
There's something very compelling about the presence of God in an environment like this. I try to create a picture in my head what it looks like, what it would feel like. Here have shepherds normally doing their job, looking after sheep as they should. Maybe they were owned by someone else. The whole story does not explain this full detail. But there had to be something driving this. Mm. And all we know for a fact that they were given the task of looking after the sheep. Mm. And in the process of time, something amazing happened that never happened before.
Yeah.
This guy saw something that was literally blew their minds. Here, out of the blues, they get a message from heaven.
Yeah.
Now, heaven's so far away from us, honestly, millions and millions of miles away. And yet, that voice is able to penetrate down to earth and meet 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, whatever shepherds there are, to let them know something's happening. This is amazing. I mean, if I was there, I'd be totally tantalized by it. I would be looking, I would know what all this is about. And the words are so compelling. The message was so clear that it motivated them to find this story, find this thing. This is unusual. This is way beyond my knowledge.
Yeah.
This is way beyond logic. This is way beyond the leaders of all land. This is coming from heaven now, and it's not interrupted by anyone. I have to see.
Yes.
And that is what, from in my mind, propelled them to go and find out who this greatest child is, who he is. And they were given clear instructions what the scene would have been like. They'll fight the babe, wrap his royal clothes in the manger, all that happened there and then. And immediately after that, something even more amazing happened. At the time you plan to leave now, a multitude of angels begin to say, I don't need anything more. I believe everything already. I believe everything. But the men, because I believe God did it for a reason, I made sure there would be many naysayers around, say that it's not possible and all this and all that. They say, well, let's go see it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And they reported, and the story is over. Jesus of Nazareth is here for all of us.
The Messiah
is here. Whatever terms you want to use, he's here. And he's, when he comes, something must happen. Whenever Jesus steps on the scene, something amazing must break out.
There's
got to be a change. And every one of us that believe in God receive that change. And I want to encourage those of you who have not yet received him to open your heart and receive this change. This is the change of a lifetime. This changes forever. Your whole, your life you lived before will completely be transformed when you meet Jesus. And if you haven't done it, this is your moment there.
Wonderful, Apostle Chris. The Messiah has come. Hallelujah. Reverend Gail, I know you're eager to go. Praise God.
Yes.
As I hear these wonderful men of God speaking, I pause because there's so much richness in this particular passage that we kind of might overlook it. But really and truly, as I listened just now, something the Holy Spirit just showed me, that this story, this little excerpt here, is really about salvation. Because immediately I went back to my life before I truly met Jesus, partying and all of that. And I left my flock to find the Christ child.
Wow.
It just hit me there that I left my flock, the partying, the drinking, all the things that I thought was so, all the things that were so, I felt were so relevant for me, right? And I went to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Whenever salvation comes, at that moment, that was salvation for the shepherds. Whenever it comes, heaven opens up, Apostle Chris. Oh my goodness. Heaven opened up. It, at that point of salvation, at that point of meeting Jesus,
wow.
I mean, really meeting Jesus, the supernatural happens. Heaven meets earth, and that's exactly what happens with the shepherd. And I sat there and recognized that's exactly what happened to me.
Yes.
And immediately they said that the shepherds, with haste, said, let's go and see.
Yeah. Yes.
And with haste, I dropped everything and said, let me see this Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me know more about this Jesus. And it was so profound to me just now that I recognize that if you are listening today, there are moments, this is a story of salvation, because they recognize that this child was a child that was going to save the world.
Yes,
the
yes.
angel said it, and the glory experienced it. And whoever had salvation, at whatever point that they had, I'm sure that there was some sort of glorious experience.
Yes.
There was a change. There was a dynamic change. There was a paradigm shift. And today we just want to challenge anyone who thinks that, you know, that you're of a low status. The shepherds went and they saw Jesus. You can go and find Jesus too.
Yes.
Know him, love him, and experience that same supernatural. I have done it, Apostle Lucille, Apostle Chris, Elder Andrew, and we have never been the same again. And the shepherds will never be the same again, because they were the first witnesses to say that the Christ child has come. The Messiah is here. It's such an awesome story. Oh my goodness. It has me excited. Praise God.
You two have again. I agree fully with you.
Yes.
And it's a salvation story.
Oh.
Salvation of and meeting Jesus, changing your paradigms, giving up all of the things that you think are important, that you can let go of and holding on to Jesus and going and finding him.
Yes.
And serving him and committing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And being devoted to him and dedicated to him. And he gives you a new life. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. But I also believe it's for believers as well.
Yes.
Those believers that are just going through the ritual. That has before had a relationship with God, you know,
mm-hmm.
and serve God with passion. It can be for a minister who was good and serving God and doing fine in church, but suddenly got discouraged and decided that his focus is now on something more, something different, you know, and became distracted and left off from doing what he was supposed to do and not made a priority of something that was not necessary for his life. And God is saying to all of them, those that don't know the Lord, make him your priority.
Yeah.
Put aside your flock. God is saying to you who go to church and who are accustomed singing and praising God and loving God, but now you put other things in the place where God was, you had God, put off the flock. And to the leader, the minister, who used to do the great thing, preach the word of God, see souls get saved, and now you're discouraged, and you put everything, put off the flock. Put them aside and get back to your place, get back to where God will have to be. Seek God with all your heart. And when you seek God with all your heart, he shall be found of you, because he wants you to be in the place where you he knows that he is your priority, and that you know that God is your priority, and the blessings will come. Those shepherds were so blessed to have the glory of God shining around them. Huh? And then they have a heavenly choir.
And the angels speaking. And then the choir.
Heaven touching earth. Heaven touching earth for these men. What a glorious, awesome experience. Praise God. And I think that God still wants to touch earth.
Yes.
I feel that God still wants his heaven to touch earth. God wants when we get together on Sundays in church, yes. He wants heaven to touch earth.
Uh-huh.
He wants his glory to come among us. He don't want us to just have casual church.
Uh-uh.
When we go through the old rituals, you know, I read from a book, and when people leave, they don't even know what they heard. But he wants people to be touched by the glory.
Man,
he wants them to be going to shine around them, and he wants them to feel that desire to leave the flock. Is there to change? If you go to church, if you go somewhere and you don't feel is there to change, something is wrong. Everything in the presence of God turns up, he will challenge you to leave your flock. In Jesus' name, I declare today, you're leaving your flock. Reverend Gail.
Oh, hallelujah. Today is an exciting day as we open 2026. In God's glory, we give the praise, the honor, and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much for tuning in to In God's Glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512 or 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Rockdundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. As we close on this beautiful day, this beautiful word, I want to reinforce the thought, the idea that God is waiting on you. God is giving you that chance to look into your life, to search deep, to say to yourself, what's that flock in my life? What's the flock in my life that's taking the place that belongs to God? That's taking the place that where I should worship God? Where I'm putting that thing before God? Nothing in your life or no one in your life should take the place of God. And when you give God first place in your life, when you give him the priority in your life, I guarantee you, based on my experience of serving the Lord, that your life will be a life of wonderful blessings. You can have trials, yes, but you know you always have the victory. You're guaranteed the victory by the power of God. Just place God in your life as a priority. He will not take second place. God will always take first place. And when you give him first place, and you leave your flock, and you know what, Rev? They left the flock hurriedly.
In haste, man.
They bolted and went. They bolted and went to find Jesus with an urgency. Treat the matter as urgent.
Finding Jesus.
For the new year as urgent. People make a lot of new year resolutions and can't fulfill them. Say to yourself, I'm going to find Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. If you haven't had him before, find him. And if you have had him and you've gone back to him, get back to God. God bless you. God bless all your listeners. I declare your life will be touched and changed and challenged by this word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.